Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
On this beautiful Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Today we have a very special guest. I have the beautiful Chris Atley. Chris Atley is a small town girl from Canada living her dream in California. Chris says she is on a personal development journey that started after losing her dad in 2006. Chris was feeling pretty overwhelmed, depressed, and downright angry, to be honest. Chris later began a spiritual path and became a silver lining to such a tremendous loss. Chris and her family moved to Southern California, where she was running her coaching business after leaving her lucrative career in the insurance industry. Chris has spent tons of time and resources to grow her business and felt there was something off. Chris had figured out it was her spiritual mindset and decided to do a transformation growth and earned 10 times her income per month. Her accomplishments: Chris Atley is an award-winning coach, speaker, bestseller author. She has been featured on various media outlets such as Bloomberg Radio, Fox, ABC, and the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Chris is known for her ability to help others shift their belief systems and realize the many limits in their lives are merely perceived. She helped people step in their greatness, make empowered decisions, and create the results in life that they desire. In her speaking, coaching, products, and events, she illuminates the pathway and then provides the guidance for walking in it. Chris also sits on several advisory boards where she lends her wisdom and love for conferences, workshops, and universities in the United States and Canada. Thank you so much and welcome, Chris. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you for such an intro. I'm like, wow, who's that lady?
Right? That's the beautiful Miss Pamela L. Henderson. Yes. Yes, we have plenty to discuss today. And I want to say you totally inspire me. I've been following you on your social media. And when I get up in the morning, I read a lot of your daily inspiration of encouragement and everything. And I think that is good. That is really what we need, especially right now. So how are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm glad that that's helpful. I'm doing great. And I so agree. Focusing on the positive and what's good right now is just so important for all of us. So glad you brought that up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm hoping that more people would just chime in on us while we're, on social media, speaking about self-care and what we're dealing with in today's society, dealing with the COVID-19 and everything, mm-hmm. and trying to stay positive and focused. That is totally important. So I have some questions for you because I've been reading a lot about the manifestation and the results that you want. And I know I am one person. I have this big dream and I have a lot of wants, and I've been totally focusing on that. And I've been like, I want this. So I know it's coming. So Chris, you said, you said so many people limit themselves in asking for what they really want. Why do you think this is the case? I know I talk to God so much. I tell you, he is waiting for me at the table when I get up in the morning. I have a lot to say.
That's awesome.
Tell me, why do you think people are limiting themselves?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things, but the biggest thing I've seen is people are worrying about how they're going to make it happen, right? So they have this big dream and they want to go for it, but at the same time, they're simultaneously worrying about how they're going to make it happen.
Right.
And they can't see the way. They think it just seems so far out of reach. And they stop themselves from even going for it. And that's the great thing about this, you know, whether it's God or the universe or, you know, whatever your belief system is, we have this power at B that's there, like you said, waiting at the table for us, that's ready to show us how. And most of the time, if not all of the time, the way that it happens is not something we ever could have dreamt up for ourselves. So, you know, it's really not our business to even worry about the how. And that's where people really get tripped up, because that, you know, it's believing in something we can't really see, right? So it's hard to get our minds around that, for sure. And the other one I was going to say is, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't feel worthy enough deep down either of their bigger dreams. So that kind of goes back to a belief system of, you know, maybe feeling like, no, I'm not deserving enough, or I can't have that, or that's for other people, not for me. And we all have that right to create what's in our hearts, that joy, those desires. And, you know, it's equal opportunity for all of us.
Right, right. So would that be like, believe you will have it? I believe that I can and I deserve what I want. And yes, sometimes I have this gut feeling that there is something stopping me from having what I want. However, I do continue to think positive thoughts through the challenges mm-hmm. I face. Why do you feel this is a hands down where most people stop themselves of receiving what they are asking for?
Yeah, I love that. So with the receiving part, so if you're feeling good enough to put it out there and really ask for it, and you're not worrying about the how, then we kind of get on to the next step, right? Which is believing that you can have it, and also seeing the opportunity. So this is a big one too, where I see people not seeing the opportunity because they're not feeling good enough to receive it. And this is really where it comes. Yeah, right. And it comes down to those beliefs. So we, you know, might say, oh, I really want to be at this level in my business. But if deep down, we feel like, and this was one of the things I had to work through, that successful people or wealthy people are in some way, you know, rude or too cool for school or arrogant. You know, really what I'm saying deep down is I don't want to be that type of a person. And now I have a value conflict. So even though I'm saying I want, you know, the success and whatever that looks like for me and for each person, it's going to be different. But if I am not feeling in alignment with it deep down in my subconscious where my beliefs are, then I'm going to sabotage actually having it.
That is, you are absolutely correct about that, because I think that, like with me, the challenges and the obstacles that I have gone through for many years, and it was like, now I started to believe that, okay, I'm gonna fight through everything, instead of me believing that it has already passed. So now I can go back to start believing that things are happening for me. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm, absolutely.
Good, great point. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like even if we feel off sometimes, like I remember one time I was putting out to the universe, I really would love to speak more. And I was not feeling great. I was feeling kind of down and out. Things weren't where I wanted them to be. And mm-hmm. I kept thinking to myself, check your email. And I talked myself out of it. I go, no, I know what's in my email. What? Like, that's silly. And I'd go back to not feeling great. And then when I was able to shift it, how I was feeling, kind of get out of that place, right? As entrepreneurs, we can easily go down a doubt spiral. And once I was able to shift that and felt better, I thought, oh, I am going to check my email. And lo and behold, there was this email in like the bottom of my inbox. And I opened it up, and in it, someone was asking me to speak, and it led to 6 speaking engagements because she was part of an association and had me go out to different chapters. So it's like, you know, we just have to raise that vibration up. And if we're not feeling good for whatever reason, if there's that value conflict deep down, or we're doubting ourselves, or whatever that looks like, we need to be able to shift the belief that's causing it, so that our energy can be in alignment with what it is we're actually wanting to create. And it's right there for us. It's literally like that email. The next step's right there for us. We just don't always see it.
Right. That's like, I have to receive it. It is here.
It is. And it's like the law of attraction kind of makes it sound like, oh, we're going to attract it to us.
Right.
The way's already there. We just have to raise our energy up to kind of meet it, you know, and be on the same vibration, because creating those speaking engagements or your dreams or your goals feels good. So
yes,
we have to feel good enough to receive more of what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the self-care comes in and why I'm so passionate about that.
Yes, yes. This is where I have my hands out, like I am receiving the blessing I want. It has not happened yet, and I am still believing. So you say this is another area where people get stuck. And as you were explaining, which I want you to explain just a little bit more, because sometimes, you know, when you want something and it just doesn't happen at that time, mm-hmm. then you start, yeah, it's that energy that goes down, and that is totally important.
Yeah, and that's such a good point, because if we, you know, if we want something so badly and we're hanging on to it so tightly, mm-hmm. it's almost like then we've slipped into fear, right? Now we're afraid it's not going to actually happen. And that's the energy we're putting out. And so that's why with this this area of, you know, focus, a lot of times it's mentioned you have to let go of the how, right? Which we've talked right. about. You have to let go of being attached to it. And
right.
that's exactly why, because when we're so trying so hard, then we're so attached. And really we've slipped into that place of not believing it's going to happen. And we're actually repelling it away. Now we're, you know, it was right there. And
right.
now we're going to make it harder for ourselves to see it.
That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to take a 3-minute break on that energy. And we'll be right back with your host on BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio.
Welcome to All Roads 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
All right. Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson, and my special guest, Miss Chris Attlee. So, Chris, you with me still?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So, we're having a beautiful conversation, and I was on your previous article, I was reading about why boundaries are still important during the COVID-19. I believe also in self-care, and boundaries for some people are taking this horrific disease as a common flu and have no boundaries and shame at the grocery stores. Especially where I live, people are out here with no mask on, no gloves, and it's like everyday Saturday. And that seems to, you know, that's startling to me, because I'm not saying we have to be out here like afraid of everything, but we do have to be cautious, and we do have to be concerned for not only ourselves, but for others as well. So can you speak a little bit about the boundaries that you were speaking about in your article?
Yeah. Well, what I was referring to was more about how we spend our time. And I definitely agree with what you're saying as well. Still, you know, being out and being cautious when we are out and being respectful of other people 100%. And, you know, in the article, I was talking about how we spend our time, right?
Right.
We decide what is going to go into our day and with whom we're sharing our time with. And that really goes back to what we feel about ourselves and what our value is, right? So if we're talking about manifesting, we want to put out an energy of I'm worthy enough, I'm good enough, I want to receive more of that. And when we allow other people to dominate our time or take over our time, it really doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel empowered. We slip into shoulds. I should do this. I shouldn't do that. You know, a lot of shoulds going on, and that's really
right.
Disempowering. And that's the energy we're putting out, and that's what we're going to get more back of. We're going to get more disrespect back, or people, you know, not valuing our time, demanding requests. However it shows up, that's what it's going to look like. And so we really want to get clear on, you know, what are our values? What are our priorities? What are our dreams and goals? And then we can check in when we go to make a decision around our time. Is this in alignment with my values? Is this in alignment with my goals and dreams? And sure, sometimes we have to compromise, of course. But for the most part, it's really creating that empowered schedule. And we could go crazy right now. I mean, there's so many great trainings and things like that. Don't get me wrong, but we could spend all of our days on Zoom calls, you know, taking in those trainings, Zoom calls with friends and family. And not that we don't want to be doing those things, but we still need to have boundaries around it. And it's okay to say no, even if you're at home, right? It's okay to say no and show up with things that are going to fill you up and still make time for that self-care. I mean, you might be saying no to a Zoom call with friends because you just need an evening to yourself. So, and that's where that self-care comes in as well, is making sure we're doing those things that feel good, that fill us up, whatever that looks like, wherever you live, and making sure that's on the calendar because, you know, that's, again, the energy that we're putting out. We want to create more in our lives that feels good, and it's not waiting until someday, you know, when we've created the results or whatever that looks like. It's about doing those things now so we can feel that way now and create more that makes us feel like that.
So true. That is absolutely true. And speaking of all the trainings and where you can learn, I know I'm taking advantage of everything. I've been taking advantage of so much that I'd be forgetting about it. I have overbooked myself.
Right? There you go. That's such a great example. All of a sudden you're like, oh, shoot, right? Like now I have no time left and I'm busy. Now I feel overwhelmed again. It's like, what just happened?
Absolutely. I have to laugh about it because I'm like, oh, did I just schedule this at 10 and I have this one at 10:20? I'm not even finished with my one at 10. So I had to really think about that. And understand, Pamela, you just all over the place, girl. You just going to have to, like, you know, take a step back. Little boundaries here because you just can't be everywhere at the same time trying to retrieve all this information. I love resources. So, and I love
training
myself and everything, but sometimes you just have to say no. And I do agree to that because for the past 10 years, and especially since I had established my foundation, I believe in the resources because I am passionate about my girls and helping them to become whoever they want to become, you know, because I do believe that inside of us, we all have a talent and it doesn't matter what that talent is. It's just being comfortable of that, having that energy to bring it out and being able to present that talent in a positive way.
So, yeah, I love that. And having that confidence, right? And that's
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's another, yeah, another important area that it's, you know, a lot of times when we were talking about that next step, being right there, a lot of times we're, you know, worrying about what people might think and we are holding ourselves back. And that's such a good point that we, you know, just need to just have a little bit of that confidence or the dream so big inside us that we're willing to put ourselves out there and take that next step.
Absolutely. At All Roads 65 Max Foundation, focus is to help our girls to understand that there is a responsibility we owe to ourselves of implementing boundaries. If it is toxic and if it does not service a positive outcome, I know sometimes it can be hard to determine how the experience itself should align the boundary clause. But we still have to know where we draw the line. You know, as women, we're so emotional and we tend to put up with a little bit more and we let things, you know, just fall off our shoulders and to keep going. But sometimes, especially what I see in young girls when we are trying to date young men and not really understanding the behavioral problems that we cause upon ourselves when men are abusive or emotionally abusive, you know, we have to say no. So every time I start the morning off, I make sure when I'm talking to someone, especially one of my mentees, we discuss that. Because I do believe that behavioral problems and mental illness is two separate issues. Even though they have similarities, they're still two separate issues. And we can change those behavioral problems and set boundaries.
I love that. And so important to know that we're all worthy enough of being treated well. And it starts with treating ourselves well and who we allow into our lives. And I love that you're doing that. That sounds amazing, helping so many people and letting them know they are, yeah, they are of value and they don't need to put up with things like that and having that support to help them make those changes. Because it's hard. It's hard to make these changes. You know, this is hard work. So getting the support to help you.
Absolutely. We are God's sapphires. We are God's jewels. And I believe that, you know, they get a, you know, a kick out of me because I'm like, what do I call myself? A sapphire. That is who I am. I walk it. I talk it. I have to be treated that way. And you make me shine just like I make you shine. So, and it's really, really good. So I'm going to ask you one more time before we get off that subject, because that's a very, very touchy subject for me. I'm very passionate about that for boundaries. I thank you so much for writing that article. So why do you feel having boundaries at this time is crucial for everyone?
You know, I think it's just, it helps you to focus on what you're really wanting. It helps you to stay clear and it really helps you to stay empowered. That's the biggest one. And, you know, that gives me the tingles saying it. So I know I'm on track. But it's, you know, because it, even though it's hard to set them and to speak up and to say no, once you do, it is so liberating and so empowering. And that is going to help you create the life that you're really wanting to live.
True. That is so true. You said we don't have to wait until someday when we receive or achieve. Let's touch bases on that, because that was pretty good too. I read that and I really resonated with that. So can you tell me the why?
Yeah, I love that. So if we really dial back our bigger goals and dreams, it's about creating a feeling. Right? So if we think about, even if you want to grow a successful business and have the financial abundance, what are you really going for at the end of the day? It's freedom, it's peace of mind, right? And we want to dial back those goals. Yeah, those goals and dreams. Like, what is it that we're really trying to experience? And then we can be clear on how can we start to experience that now? what's going to help me feel free today? Maybe it's making an empowered decision. Maybe it's removing a toxic relationship, right? What's going to help me to have more peace in my life now? Maybe it's practicing meditation or something else self-care-wise. And then we can start adding that into our day now and start living that way now. So instead of waiting for it to show up on the outside, we can start now on the inside. And then we're going to actually create that faster on the outside anyway by being that way.
Okay, that is true. Yeah, because I was going to, well, it fell into the next question because I love the statement. You said it starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, explain that.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, the same thing where we start with how we feel on the inside, not waiting for something to show up on the outside, like the success, like the relationship, you know, whatever that is that you're wanting to create. And waiting for it to show up to then feel a certain way. We can start feeling that way now. And, you know, I think I've heard this, someone say this before, happiness is an inside job. And it's so true, because what is going to help you to feel happy now, to, you know, feel those feelings now, and you can start adding that into your life, and then you're going to create more of that on the outside, again, back to what we were saying before, because your energy is going to be in alignment with it. So if you're feeling happy now, again, why I'm so passionate about self-care, because it just feels so good, and you're saying that you're worthy and you're of value to do the things that make you feel good, and then you're going to be open to receiving it that much faster, right? Your energy is actually in alignment with what brings you more happiness, with what brings you more peace. And you'll see those next steps to be able to create those dreams and goals.
I wonder, then, you know what? Because mine fluctuates sometimes. Now, most of the time, I get up, I'm feeling good and everything. Energy's good. I listen to my bishops in the morning, give me a little yoga in with my mindset. So I'm getting that energy. I'm feeling it. And I start my day. But
awesome.
Sometimes after going through all that, and it could be just one little thing just triggers me. And then I feel a little down. And then, I've been reading about my chakra. I think one of those chakras are off. So I'm going to have to really look into, they have some little jewelry or whatever, and I'm going to purchase that because I really think that's important. As you see, when I talk about the spiritual side of things, I believe in astrology, and I read that every day because that helps me start
awesome.
My day.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so what's your sign, by the way?
My sign is Libra.
Libra.
And my birthstone is sapphire.
Okay.
And I have sapphires in my wedding ring, actually, my engagement ring.
Love the sapphire.
I was thinking about that when you were saying it. I love it.
Yes,
so
I love
awesome.
The sapphire. Yes. Well, you know, Libra is supposed to be one of my best friends, and that is totally true. So no wonder we hit it off.
I love it. So good. I love it. Well,
yeah.
And I wanted to say, too, when you were, you know, that brings up such a great point when you were saying, like, sometimes you just get triggered or you feel off. I mean, this is the whole thing. We're not going to feel, quote unquote, perfect. We're not going to be feeling great all of the time. But if we try to shove away those feelings, that's kind of where we're putting that spiritual Band-Aid over things, right? It's like just allowing yourself to feel how you feel. What you're really putting out is compassion, is more peace, instead of trying to fight it or resist it or shift it, right? It's like just allow yourself to feel it and then kind of explore, like, why is this feeling showing up right now? What is its positive intention? Because there's always a positive intention deep down. Maybe it's trying to keep you safe or, you know, wanting that love or approval or whatever it is. And then you can look at, well, how am I safe? And how am I loved? with what I'm really trying to create so that you don't get sucked down that path of, you know, kind of staying in a more disempowered place. And really looking at, you know, what's that fear that's coming up so that I can see once you shine a light on it, you realize it's not really true, or maybe it's coming from an old story that we've created when we were little. And, you know, just shining that light will help to shift it too.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to go into one more break, and we will be right back.
Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson, and my special guest, Chris Attlee. So, Chris, we've been talking so much about boundaries and manifestations and setting, you know, looking out for our self-care. I want to talk about core values. Speaking of core values, you said you had heard someone's motto once, if it's not fun, don't do it. I know you felt some type of way.
I love that one.
About that statement?
It makes me feel happy just to say it, think it.
Right? So, yeah, okay. So what do you think about that? What did you say about that statement, though, when you heard that?
Yeah, I thought, oh, what a great motto, especially if one of your values is fun, which one of mine is. Mm-hmm. I can also be really serious, really driven, focused on goals, which, you know, of course, serves a purpose as well. But it's just such a great check-in. Like, if this isn't fun, then I'm not going to do it, right? And
right,
that applies in, you know, your personal life with, again, what you're deciding to put on your calendar, and also in business. It doesn't have to be so serious. I think it's such a great reminder that we can have fun with what we're creating and what we're offering and how we're serving people. So just such a great check-in, yeah.
Yeah, that is true. We have to have those core values. I speak it. That is one of my rituals in the morning, especially when I am speaking or having a conference call with one of the girls. Mm-hmm. I, as the president and founder of my foundation, I have the core value, and it starts with my mission statement. And that is to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring Jews to become leaders by establishing partnerships with corporations, nonprofits, school district, judicial system, churches, donors, sponsors, volunteers, and the community and abroad. I really, really feel deep in my heart that is very, very important. And especially when you are running a business or if you're entertaining anyone, the core value has to be there. And it's the only way that you're going to be able to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that
absolutely.
Yeah. So that is totally
and
important.
And it makes it easier to make decisions around what you want to do too, right? So
right,
if you're really clear on those values and what they are, and you might have, you know, different values that are more specific for business or you than your personal or vice versa. Or you might just have an umbrella of values that applies to both areas of life, right? You can break it down however you want. I like to just have, you know, a few core values, and that's how I run my business and my life, is being really clear on what those are.
True. So tell me, Have you ever like mentored anyone whom were like, I'm not going to say not themselves, but you know, where they're so damaged, it doesn't matter what they have gone through, but they have became very doubtful. The core value is just not there at all. And the boundaries are, they really don't understand. Have you ever met anyone like that? And how did you help them understand to get to know that inner self, that person that's inside, to know that you are valuable yourself?
Yeah, all the time, to be honest. When I'm doing deeper work with people, we really come against the belief or up against the belief that they're not good enough in some way, shape, or form. That's usually what it leads back to. And it could be from the smallest thing that happened in childhood. A lot of people will go, oh, can't believe that's what's causing all of this was this incident. And as an adult, you can look back and go, not a big deal. But as a child, when we're forming those decisions and beliefs, it feels like a big deal. And then usually that's the belief that's running the show as an adult. So once they can uncover it, it's huge. But sometimes it can definitely be from, more serious incident, something major that happened. And it's still the same process uncovering that belief that's kind of running the show as adults and causing us to make decisions and how we're going to show up or not show up. But I will say the biggest thing that I've found that has to be there to help people move forward, it almost doesn't matter what the background is or how these beliefs came up. There's just a bird chirping here. I don't know if everyone can hear it, but a bird just decided to join us. I'm walking around outside as we talk. But it really comes back to the willingness to look at these things and understand it, shine a light, and to move forward. That's really where I see people make the biggest progress. If they're unwilling and they're resisting, then
Okay.
they're a lot more closed-minded and they're just not going to get to where they want to go.
Very interesting. And that is true. I do agree with that. Yes. So tell us, how will someone find you or attain your services? I think that you have a lot to offer the universe, and especially the girls in my organization. How can they find you? And tell us a little bit more about you and what you do.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Well, of course, on social media. So Chris Attlee, Chris, and Attlee, Attlee. And always happy to connect there. I also have a self-care guide out, how self-care leads to manifesting, which is, a free little download. You're welcome to grab that. And that's
I
with
want
Chris Attlee.
it.
Yeah. And that's how we really connected is we also have a self-care group with that
Yes,
on Facebook.
absolutely.
So welcome to join there. And it's just chrisatley.com/power for the ebook. And then when you go on my website, there's also a bunch of different coaching opportunities. We have a great program right now where we focus on a new theme every month and have a group coaching call. And that's on my website as well under coaching. So lots of great ways to connect for whichever stage you're at right now.
Okay. I also always looking for mentors who are passionate, such as I, to uplift our girls who are at risk, truant, having family problems, homeless, battered women, veterans, and girls transitioning through foster care. You can contact me by visiting the website at www.allroad65max.org. And you can find me and email me or even call me at 866-465-1-MAX. Chris, do you have any last words about the show? And I hope you are inspired, and I am looking forward to establishing a partnership with you.
Well, I just love hearing what you're up to, and I want to hear more about that for sure. And being a mentor to these girls and women is just so powerful and such important work. So I just love hearing that you have this going on for people. And that's amazing, because it's all about believing it's possible and finding the right mentors to help you believe in yourself when you can't necessarily yourself.
Absolutely.
And to help you create the life you deserve. So awesome.
Yeah, that really coincides, you know, the self-care, the boundaries, the mm-hmm. manifestation. It's about everything. And it's like making sure that we take that doubt out of our minds, because we can be anything that we want to be. And not, and especially I tell some of the girls who wants to be, you know, like up and coming inspiring artists, and to understand that it's not an overnight success. And it just really, really depends on what your goals and your integrity is when you are talking about being a rap or hip hop artist or a singer. What are the goals? And you know, we could do it, because I'm one. I know that we can, but you just have to have patience, you know?
I love that. And you know, I heard something the other day that really resonated with me, is your dream has to be big enough that you're willing to keep persevering and pursuing it, right? And putting in that time and sticking with it. So I love that.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, I would like to thank you for joining me today. I had a very beautiful conversation. And see, I have gotten even more energy right now. I feel so good.
Me too. I love this. Thank you so much for having me.
Right. So I want to thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Roads Lead, 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. Until next time, listeners, I leave you with the word of the day. Beauty isn't about having a pretty face. It's about having a pretty mind, a pretty heart, and a beautiful soul. Thank you so much for joining me. Everyone have a wonderful day. Stay safe and continue to social distancing. God bless.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.